Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association appreciates you tuning in and listening to our show, and we hope we're bringing you a lot of good information and you're learning from our series on the Constitution. We're going to get back to the 17th Amendment today in the second half of the show. The first half, I want to talk to you about what the heck is going on in North Carolina with all these so-called conservative politicians. You know, I've seen Tom Tillis's name come up in the news and the headlines a lot this past week. His approval rating is extremely low, down in the teens, and he's also been named the most liberal Republican up there. So I don't know. We elect these people and we send them up there to represent us, and as soon as they get in that swamp, they just change. How?
Well, when Senator Tillis was the Speaker of the House in North Carolina, he was Mr. Control Freak. You know, he couldn't get anything, any piece of legislation move at all unless Tillis was in favor of it. And that's when I first got my feelings that I didn't like the way he operated, because it was worse than it is now as far as controlling the legislature.
Well, he's operating up there the same way, and it's not good. And the only recourse that we, the people, have is on Election Day is to try and replace them with somebody else that might do it. We try to hold them accountable. Oftentimes, they don't even listen to us. So the only way to hold them accountable, really, is at the polls. And that's even difficult with all the voter fraud and all that's going on. And I know there really isn't any. It's just something we'd like to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
But
Jay Lance is just way off base, I know.
Right. Well, Major Dave, we had him as a speaker at our public meeting 1 month, not too long ago. All the data that he's uncovered and gathered on fraudulent voting and unanswered questions about the voter rolls and things like that. And there's been a lot of studies going on nationwide that's revealing. California, for instance, there was like 11 counties, I believe, or 11 polling places that had more than 100%
on the rolls. One of them was something like 144%.
Yeah, 144% in L.A., I believe it was.
They had 11 counties, right, and 10 of them went that were more voters than over 18 adults, and 10 of them went Democrat.
Yeah, amazing. Well, along those lines, North Carolina representation and voting and all that, Congressman G.K. Butterfield's website. Butterfield is disappointed in Craven County Commissioner's request for a voter ID bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Congressman G.K. Butterfield expressed deep disappointment with Craven County Board of Commissioners for approving a resolution today in support of requiring a government-issued photo ID to vote. The measure, which passed 5-2, asked the local delegation to the North Carolina General Assembly to introduce a local bill requiring Craven County residents to obtain an approved photo ID to vote, and to pattern the bill after State House Bill 351, which was vetoed in June by Governor Beverly Perdue. He said, "I am disappointed that Craven County Board of Commissioners is among the latest to join a nationwide Republican-led initiative to suppress voting rights." Now, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. This was back in 2011 was when this was written. And the only reason I'm bringing it up now is I don't think that dog's changed any.
No.
Not at all.
We need it as badly as we ever did.
We
I think
do.
We'll ultimately get it, but it's ridiculous that it's taking this long.
Absolutely.
I think it's interesting. My wife and I just moved houses about two blocks a few days ago, And in order to go down to change our license, I was advised that we can get a now get a license with a gold star up in the corner, provided, and this is to change our address, provided we bring a passport or a birth certificate and two items that show our residency, and of course have an existing license. We need all of that in order to change our address on a license.
Good.
Yeah.
And also, the theory behind this is that your driver's license has to meet certain criteria now to be used as ID to get you on an airplane. That some states don't meet their criteria, and if you are in a state that doesn't meet the criteria, you're going to have to bring a passport to fly on a domestic airline.
Oh, and the gold star avoids the passport.
The gold star avoids it. So if we now have reached the point where photo ID is not good enough to get you on an airplane, why are we quibbling over needing photo ID to vote?
Well, it goes back to the Civil Rights Act.
Well, I think we have to go back to the fact that courts deliver opinions, and we take that with a grain of salt. So we should be mindful, and we should all keep up to date what's going on. In 2008, the Supreme Court looked at an Indiana voter ID law. That was considered a strict photo ID law. At first, our law was modeled after that. The Supreme Court upheld by the most liberal justice on that court, delivered the opinion. So that law was okay. It did not pose any impediment to a person's right to vote. Right? Yeah, North Carolina's law was also a strict photo ID, right? But remember, right before it went to a challenge in Winston-Salem, they met, you know, at midnight or whatever they did, and they changed the law a little bit, and they brought it down to a non-strict photo ID to get past any scrutiny. So our law was less strict than Indiana's, which was upheld and found not to pose any impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Fourth Circuit said, no, it was racially motivated. You know, we have a history of racial discrimination, hence we're back to our old tricks again. So the court substituted its judgment for the legitimate concerns that the state of North Carolina had at its, you know, ballot box.
Plus,
right?
We had an attorney general,
right,
who is now our governor,
right,
who wouldn't fight for us.
Exactly. So, you know, a couple years ago, the Supreme Court said that we are to no longer look to historical discrimination. We are beyond that. And we cannot continue to look at past discrimination in our redistricting and in our voter ID laws.
Well, Diane, who said that? I missed it. Who? What court said that?
The Supreme Court.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was I forgot what title it was in the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights, the Voting Rights Act, right?
Yeah.
It was the preclearance section. Mm-hmm. So you had to preclear
so
with
the
Justice Department,
which
came out
from under that.
right.
That,
because
I do
what we,
that.
That was historical data that went back, 60, 80 years ago. For years and years, we're relying on 60, 80-year-old data. So finally, the Supreme Court said that's not fair anymore. And we've moved on. In fact, there are certain counties in the South where the registration of African Americans far exceeds white voter registration. So there's really no impediment. No one's racially, trying to, burden a person's right to vote based on race. So, again, it's an opinion, and it's opinion. We take it for what it's worth. It's an opinion. And a lot of, we know justices are appointed based on political motivations, and they have their agendas because that's why they're appointed by Democrats or Republicans, because they side with either one. So what we have to do is get a spine, and our leaders have to get a backbone and say, that's fine. What you said is okay, but we don't agree with it. We have bigger concerns than political motivation. We have a state to run. We have the integrity of our elections.
Right. So. Well, let's move on, because we got to get a lot in here.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Well, how do we find a surgeon who will implant spines in politicians?
Oh.
And judges, too.
Okay.
I was including them in the term politicians.
Okay. He's right down the hall from the surgeon that pulls their head out of their butts.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay. Did you say that on the radio?
I think he can the way I said it.
Okay.
What's one of the worst manipulations at the polls?
Same day registration.
Same day registration.
Oh,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Same day.
Well, all kinds of things happen that you know perfectly good and well aren't right, but there's no way to prove it.
Right. Well, you heard what G.K. Butterfield had to say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure even though that was written back in, 2011.
Unfortunately.
I'm sure he still feels the same way today.
Yeah.
Okay. And others. Well, here's some of the data that Major David collected. And it's same day registration gains. Let's see if it gives me the date on this. I'm not sure. I think it's the most recent. Last November. Okay, I just want to make sure it was the most recent. Top district total same day registration games. District 1, G.K. Butterfield's district.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, 5,226. GOP, 1,635. Libertarians, 54. Unaffiliated, 2,283. Well, you reckon he likes that? And how would not having voter ID affect that?
In accordance with the registration of any voter, and again, we had to change our address, so we're going to expect new registration confirmation cards.
Sure.
With registration, if it's my understanding, and I'm sorry that I cannot quote where I saw this, in many of the counties, when a registration confirmation card is sent out and it's returned, the Board of Elections is not removing the name from the registration,
right,
but instead calling them inactive, so that anytime anybody goes to one of the polls, they can instantly be reactivated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they keep that inactive status for 4 years, I believe.
And then what happens?
They are taken off after four
after
years.
After 4 years.
After
okay.
4 years. Well, I brought all that out just because I want to light the fire again under the need for voter ID, mm-hmm. something that we, the citizens of North Carolina, voted for. Overwhelmingly, it was voted in. It was overturned by an appointed federal judge. And again, we didn't have an attorney general that would fight the fight. So the General Assembly had to use funds to hire their own lawyers, and it's still going through the process. But folks, you need to make the phone calls, write the letters, send the emails. If you see them in person, get right in front of them and say, look, we got to get this done, voter ID. And it's got to be done before the 2018 elections because, as I pointed out in last week's show, Soros and all his troops are hitting North Carolina hard. It is their full intention to flip it back.
Hmm.
Okay, so there's a liberal agenda there, a socialist agenda there to take North Carolina back, and we need to do all we can to put an end to that real quick, Rainer.
Well, the Republicans aren't helping us to keep it red, if those of us who are conservative and think that might be the best way to go, because the Republicans are behaving badly,
right,
as we were just talking about Tillis. So there is a double problem here. There
oh,
are
yeah.
Republicans who are not paying any attention to the conservative platform of the Republican Party, but are behaving willy-nilly. So I'm not sure what the solution is, but I see it as a humongous problem.
Well, we just have to be vocal and just get the point across real quick.
Okay. At the last Board of Commissioners meeting in Craven County, the Democrat women had a group there. Now, what they were trying to do was to get the board to encourage the state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment that several states have, I think, if they were within a few states of getting it to be an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But the point I wanted to make, it was a Democrat women's club that got this group out. So the Democrats are getting more and more active, right, on not only the state level, but right now they seem to be getting active in the county level to affect it.
Right. Well, that's their right to do that.
Of course it is, yeah.
And I applaud them for the effort they put into it.
Right.
And I'm just trying to encourage everybody.
Sure.
No matter what party affiliation you are or what view you have, this is a free nation. And you need to exercise that right before you lose it.
And but my point was that they seem to be better organized than
right.
other parties.
I understood.
That's probably true, but parties aside, most North Carolinians tend to be conservative, at least the ones in our area. So if we become active, there's power there. It's sitting home, sitting on the sofa,
right.
doing nothing, and there's no power in that.
Right. We just need to make sure we all participate. Okay, we got to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, Rainer's going to update us on North Carolina legislative actions, and we'll get a brief watchdog report from Hal right after this break.
Wake up! Have you seen what's happening to our country? Do you wonder why our elected representatives haven't done anything? Maybe they haven't heard from you. You do know that yelling at the radio or TV doesn't get their attention, don't you? But getting involved with a grassroots group like CCTA does. We're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and we have a proven track record of getting things done in local and state politics. Won't you consider joining the fight? Visit cctaxpayers.com today and click on the donate button while you're there.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Need floor covering but don't know where to turn? McDowell Floor Coverings in Havelock has everything you need. Friendly people to help with options so you get the look you want at a price you can afford. A large inventory, quick delivery on special orders, quality products, and 80 years of combined installation experience. All at McDowell Floor Coverings, 273 Highway 70 West, Havelock. Two things to ask about: the spring into summer sale and how you might win a $500 gift card. McDowell Floor Coverings, Highway 70 West, Havelock.
For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we've smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Imagine your country decides to revolutionize itself and is greeted with worldwide praise and adulation for its new leader. What would you do when, under a generation later, infrastructure is crumbling and they are now on the verge of confiscating your family's farmlands that have fed the country for hundreds of years? This isn't some dystopian prediction. This is reality for Simon Roche. Come hear him speak Tuesday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in downtown New Bern at the Stanley Hall Ballroom, sponsored by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. More information online.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk. Well, Raynor James, you are chair of our North Carolina Legislative Action Committee, the state level. Give us a quick rundown on what's going on right now.
I don't think there's anything going on right now. I brought up the calendars today, and it was August 3 that was up there. One of the things I did notice is there was a notation about eligible to file in 2017 bills that can be filed, but there no deadlines. And one of the things mentioned is bills that are in the committees on appropriation, finance, or rules. And we talked last week about the omnibus gun bill.
Right.
Is sitting in the Senate Rules and Operations of the Senate Committee. And I had sent out an email to CCTA members and pretty widespread asking them to get in touch with the members of that committee, Bill Rayburn, who's the chairman. And I got a little feedback. Some people did. I called Senator Rayburn's office and wrote to all 20, sent individual emails to all 20 members. But one person who got back to me did something that I thought was really cool, and that was he sent a thank you email to Larry Pittman, Michael Speciale, Chris Millis, and Justin Burr, who were the primary sponsors of that bill, and then he forwarded that with a email to Senator Rayburn saying, I really appreciate these people who have put the bill forward and sponsored it. Now, will you please get it out of committee so the full Senate can vote on it?
Right.
I don't know what effect that will have. If enough of us do enough things, it'll have a good effect. But he did it with such a nice tone and was so clear and wasn't verbose like I'm being right now. I was tickled to death with
a good
that.
Example of the way to
way
do
to go
things.
About it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I understand there's several hundred bills in that committee, so it's very important to get it out.
600,
there.
Yeah. So anyway, it's quiet right this minute, but the quiet won't
It won't
last.
Stay quiet long.
No.
Right? Okay. Well, thanks for that update. Hal, you had a Craven County Commissioners meeting recently, and you're our watchdog chairman, so fill us in on what happened there.
Well, what I want to talk about really happened before the meeting got started.
Okay.
There was a good crowd there, a lot of citizens, thank goodness. They were there for the, as I mentioned earlier, the Equal Rights Amendment and also cruelty to dogs or animals. Tiger Gonzalez and her group were there, and they do make a pitiful argument in favor of better treatment for animals
right.
in Craven County. But anyway, Rainer and I walked in, and I thought we were real early, 20 minutes or so, but the place was already packed, and walked into the main room, and Chairman Tom Marks, with the Board of Commissioners, Chairman of the Board, he came down and he saw us, and he walked straight toward me, so you know I knew something was up, and he said, Hal, I need to talk to you about something, and I said, okay, of course, and I followed him into another room. Well, that room was pretty well occupied too, so he said, I need to talk to you more private, so he went to another place, and I thought, gosh, just what in the world's going on here? So when we got to where he felt like he could talk privately, he said, Hal, I am not going to continue to tolerate your interrupting our board meetings with your concerns about open meeting laws. And he said, I'm not going to let you stand up and say that you aren't able to follow the proceedings, and therefore do you need to make the meeting more open so we citizens in attendance can follow what's going on.
How?
What?
And when you do that, it's because you don't have a copy of something that they have in front of them and are looking at.
Well, that was the main point, because I had said earlier that they get this little booklet. And it's put out by the county manager, apparently, and other staff, and they've got this booklet in front of them. And sometimes they were referring to what's in the booklet, and the public had no knowledge of what was in that booklet, so we didn't know what they were discussing or what, you know, what direction the action was going in, and what they might be getting ready to vote on. And I objected to that. Well, he did address that. He said, from now on, if you ask the county manager to send you a copy of the booklet that we're going to be looking have with us at the meeting, he'll send you a copy of it. But he said, from now on, if you interrupt us, I'm going to take some kind of action. I'm not going to allow it. And I said, well, that's all right, as long as I can follow the proceedings. That's what the law requires. He said, well, I've talked to the county attorney about it, and he says I'm on firm ground. And I said, well, I beg to differ with you on that. If I can't follow the proceedings, that's a violation of the open meeting laws.
Also known as the sunshine laws.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, well, as far as I'm concerned, the county attorney is law. And I said, well, I don't know that I agree with that. And that was the end of the conversation. But anyway, so when I got back, I checked on the open meeting laws. Now, I have to admit, I didn't go back and read the laws because I've got this booklet that the State Attorney General's office has put out. It's a publication about open meeting, government meetings, and it refers back to the laws. But here's what paragraph A states. The goal of government transparency is at the heart of the open meetings law. All meetings of public bodies and decision-making by public bodies must be conducted openly to give meaning to the state's official policy that government operations are the people's business. And paragraph B7 states, if members of a public body deliberate, vote, or take other actions on a matter at a public meeting, they must do so in a way that allows the public in attendance to understand what subject is being considered. The members may not consider matters in reference to letters, numbers, or other secret devices or methods with the intention of making it impossible for the public to understand what they are considering. And I sincerely believe that the Craven County Board of Commissioners does conduct business in such a way that it's hard for a citizen trying to follow it to understand it. And that's what I object to.
Okay, and so they have called you out on that and threatened you with action to be taken if you do it again. So
right.
I guess folks stay in. We'll see what happens in this saga.
Yeah. So Hal, to be clear, for you just asking for clarification on how they're what the procedures are and what information.
Well, I'll give you
that's enough for them to silence you?
That's what he said. Now, I'll give you an example. When a staff member would come up, or somebody that's from an agency that's going to ask them for money, and starts handing the commissioners booklets or papers or something for them to look at, when that happens, I always say, is there one for me? Because I'm supposed to be able to follow it,
exactly.
Too. And most of them in recent months have gone ahead and given me one. So I thought this situation had sort of settled down. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he took the opportunity Monday evening to get on my case about it again, and I didn't expect that.
Did you cite the Public Records Act? Because it's clearly...
Yes, I said the open meeting laws, right.
But it sounds like he's bullying you.
Diane, going back a ways, there was a situation. We were at one of the meetings, and this is prior to the current seating of the board. Mm-hmm. But we were at one of the meetings, and they were discussing something in one of the, was it the attachment or the budget or something like that, and that they had a handout, and we couldn't see it, and we were chastised because you can go to the website and find it.
Yes.
And you
well,
were armed
I,
with
I had the computer
device.
In front of me. I went to the website. I couldn't find it at all. And, of course, they continued on. And then finally they threw the budget at Hal. And
well, you know, when that happened, Bob said it wasn't on the computer. And so I did interrupt him again. I said, Mr. Chairman, we've checked and it's not on your website. So I still don't understand it. And at that time, I think it was, if I remember right, Jason Jones said, here, you can have my copy. And handed it to
him. Yeah.
Well, and they admitted after it was over that it wasn't on the website, claiming that it wasn't on the website because it wasn't passed.
Right. All right. Well, let me clarify it in as short and simple terms as I possibly can. We the people elect them to represent us, not rule over us, represent us. They work for us. Okay?
Amen.
The laws, like the open meeting laws, are firmly in place, telling us how that meeting's supposed to transpire. We're not trying to stop their meetings or interfere with their meetings. We're trying to follow along because we are there as the citizen that elected you and put you in that position, making sure that you are representing us the way we want to be represented.
And Chairman Mark always refers to us as the audience.
Yeah.
I don't like that either. We're not an audience for their performance. We're there to... as citizens,
right. Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, you go in like courtrooms and like in the meeting room they meet in. What's the first thing you see? They're elevated above you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're looking down on you.
That isn't accidental. It's designed.
No. But, you know, we have to remind them, just like we're doing here, that, hey, we put you there. We can take you out of there. You work for us, not the other way around. All right, well, we got to take another break here from our sponsors so we can move on to the 17th Amendment. So stay tuned, and we're going to do that right after this break.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
What do marine navigation systems, automatic firearms, diesel engines, and home-long sprinklers have in common? Force 5, that's what. Force 5 was created to stop weapons from jamming in sandy Afghanistan, but it can do a lot more. Force 5 solves marine and firearms problems caused by rust, salt water, and corrosion. To clean, lubricate, protect, get Force 5. Anything else is a waste of time. Call Ernie at 252-670-0728 or go to force5-marine.com.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Amazing Blaze in Bridgeton is the place for all your propane or natural gas needs. Amazing Blaze sells gas grills, tankless hot water heaters, why heat water you're not using, gas appliances, and of course they sell propane gas. Amazing Blaze can handle your propane to natural gas conversions and appliance installations. And if you need your gas equipment serviced or gas logs cleaned and serviced, that's right up the alley of their experienced and capable service technicians. Family owned Amazing Blaze, 811 Highway 17 in Bridgeton. That's Amazing Blaze, Highway 17, Bridgeton. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Last week we started talking about the 17th Amendment. And what started that off is Mike Huckabee and Alan West both tweeted out that it's time to repeal the 17th Amendment because, as Mike Huckabee said, the founders had it right. Senators should be chosen by state legislators.
Hear, hear.
And so I thought it'd be a good time to talk about that since they thought it was a good time to talk about it. Rainer, can you read prior to the amendment, what was the rule? It was Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution.
Yes, and I'll read part of it that pertains. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. And then a bit further along, and if vacancies happen by resignation or otherwise during the recess of the legislature of any state, the executive thereof may make temporary appointments until the next meeting of the legislature, which shall then fill such vacancies. So right. The state legislators control. The senators worked for the state.
Right. So then the 17th Amendment passed by Congress May 13th in 1912 and ratified April 8th of 1913. And that's when a lot of progressive stuff started happening. The progressive push started. No Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution was modified by the 17th Amendment. And here it is, Amendment 17. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, elected by the people thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislatures. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies, provided that the legislature of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary appointments until the people fill the vacancies by election as the legislature may direct. This amendment shall not be so construed as to affect the election or term of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. So, we had Mike Huckabee and Alan West and numerous other people that are all for the repeal of Amendment 17. Of course, there are others out there on the other side. And I'd like to point out one of those other groups. And it's an article written by a group called CARE 2, that's C-A-R-E number 2. The world's largest social network for good is how they advertise themselves. CARE 2 was founded in 1998 with a simple mission to help make the world a better place. Today, CARE 2 is the world's largest social network for good with over 40 million standing together, starting petitions and sharing stories that inspire action. People, nonprofits, and mission-based brands are making world-changing impact with CARE 2, helping individuals, animals, and the environment. A pioneer of online advocacy since 1998, CARE 2 is a B Corporation, or social enterprise, using the power of business as a force for good. And here is the title of their article, The Racist History Behind the Repeal of the 17th Amendment Movement.
Oh, my God.
Which one was racist, Alan West or Mike Huckabee? Okay. Anyway, There is nothing more American, more democratic than the ability to directly elect our officials. So naturally, Republicans want to do away with it by repealing the 17th Amendment. I'm not going to read the rest of it. That gives you the gist of their stance there. Floor is open for discussion.
It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with the balance of power that our founders designed. And it part of that was from vertical, part of it was horizontal. The vertical part had to do with the federal or general government, the state government, and the people. And the way, part one of the ways that the states maintained their autonomy, their sovereignty, was that the Senate represented the states very, very directly. That has gotten out of balance. It has given states less power. They are no longer able to shield we the people from the machinations of the federal government getting into things they're not designed to be. The federal government was for national defense, treaties, things that had to do with other countries, and making regular trade between and among the states. They have just gone way off the reservation and are doing everything except cooking dinner.
Rainer, I think when you're talking about them not representing the states anymore, if you look at it, many of the senators that are elected now are elected with money from New York or California.
They are not elected
based on the way that their state, whether it's an agricultural state or just, you know, a flyover state, they're not elected based on those people. They're elected with money from out of their district.
Not only do they not represent their states, they don't represent the people in their states. At least if the legislature appointed them, the legislature is elected. I mean, as frustrated as we get with our legislature, we have a closer tie with them than we do with Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So we are more likely to be aware of who they are and how they vote. And our vote for our legislature, our state legislature, I believe is generally a better informed vote than a vote, say, for a Washington person.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect of it that I think is really important is that when they were elected by the legislatures of the state, the provision was also clear that they could be recalled by the state.
Good point.
And that's the point. And that was one of the points that Alan West made here was, imagine if all those senators that voted against the Obamacare repeal could be recalled.
Hear, hear.
What kind of difference would that make?
Exactly. I think it's critical.
Well, I think we have to go back to the design of our government. It's our unique design feature in government was the separation of powers, Rainer was saying, between two large enough sovereigns that they can effectively check each other. That was Federalist 45. You know, this power, you know, delegated to the federal government versus the powers reserved to the states.
Right.
Okay. Actually, the bulk was with the states, so the states would always have the power, the weight, to check the federal government. So at the Philadelphia Convention, the Connecticut Compromise was so brilliant. It took the bicameral legislative branch and put one branch or one body to be selected by the people.
And represent
and then the
people.
The Senate would be to represent the states. How brilliant is that? There's an element of federalism.
Mm-hmm.
The dual nature, the separation of powers, a design feature right into the government. So Congress could actually immediately check if there's any usurpation of state powers immediately as the legislation process was being carried out. But the troubling thing is that in the 1890s, it was the states themselves that made the movement to pass the 17th Amendment. And no one knows why. I know there's some issues about pay for play, you know, getting senators that are more interested in not going into the state legislature for the state, but just so that they can have the power to appoint someone to the Senate, and then there's a lot of money involved, and there's whatever, the deadlocks and stuff like that. But apparently, when I was looking at the history behind the 17th Amendment, no one brought up federalism. When they were talking about the 17th Amendment and having popular elected senators, no one talked about this separation of powers. And that was troubling. And I think that says a lot for what we need to do as watchdogs, is we always have to understand our Constitution and the history behind it. So when things do come up, we have to know what to do. They didn't know what to do.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
It's time now for a word from our sponsors. We urge you to support them with your business and thank them for bringing you CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Imagine your country decides to revolutionize itself and is greeted with worldwide praise and adulation for its new leader. What would you do when, under a generation later, infrastructure is crumbling and they are now on the verge of confiscating your family's farmlands that have fed the country for hundreds of years? This isn't some dystopian prediction. This is reality for Simon Roche. Come hear him speak Tuesday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in downtown New Bern at the Stanley Hall Ballroom, sponsored by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. More information online.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
What do marine navigation systems, automatic firearms, diesel engines, and home long sprinklers have in common? Force 5, that's what. Force 5 was created to stop weapons from jamming in sandy Afghanistan, but it can do a lot more. Force 5 solves marine and firearms problems caused by rust, salt water, and corrosion. To clean, lubricate, protect, get Force 5. Anything else is a waste of time. Call Ernie at 252-670-0728 or go to force5-marine.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk. Diane, you made some very good points there. Go ahead and continue that.
Well, I just want to mention that since the 17th Amendment, and because they are not, senators are no longer tied to the interests per se of the state, but are tied to constituency, that they have not really put the diligence into selecting Supreme Court justices. And in that era, since 1913, we've seen the Supreme Court just, you know, consolidate a lot of power, take it from the states on a scale that we've never seen before. When you don't have representatives mindful of a state's position, federalism in the government, very bad things do happen.
Right. Well, history is very important. And folks, if you haven't studied history, if you're not up on your history of the United States, you need to start doing that. 5,000 Year Leap's a good book to start with, and go back and learn what our founding fathers actually intended when they wrote these documents, when they set up the structure of this country. We're finding out more and more every day just how wise our founding fathers were. And they had no idea where we would be at in 2017. They put in place the means for us to protect our constitutional republic.
Yes.
And we haven't done a very good job of that.
They knew human nature. They knew historically what had worked and not worked in governments over the many
centuries.
Years.
Right.
Yes, centuries.
So we really hope you guys will get something out of these discussions we're having. The way our founding fathers put together our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, all those things are so important. It's very important for you to understand. So we give out free copies of the Constitution. Come to one of our meetings, and we'll be glad to give you a copy of the Constitution. And Hal?
You got any time? The Hillsdale College, that's one of the, that's a college that we have a
scholarship
fund for, right. They offer an online study of the Constitution, too. That's really good. So if you want to check that out, that's another way you can learn more.
Right, absolutely. There's lots of resources out there. Just please go ahead and take the time to study our history.
You know, Rick, and going back into history, those persons risked their lives, their fortunes, and everything
and
without a chance of a federal bailout.
Right.
Well, a lot of them really suffered a lot, too. You can go back. I've seen an accounting of how many of the founding fathers lost their properties and lost the family members. And,
right. You know. Well, they went there as public servants.
Right. Yes.
Not
right.
to find a career.
Exactly.
And that's the difference between then and now. And speaking of our meetings, our next one is Tuesday, August 15th, free and open to the public. Starts at 7 p.m. Stanley Hall Ballroom. And our speaker this month is Simon Roach. He is from South Africa and will speak on several crucial issues that have occurred there and how he sees the same devastating signs that we in the U.S. are heading toward and thus are at risk of losing our liberty. These folks have lived this. You know, if you watch what's going on in Europe now, they're starting to learn that the open borders aren't working for them. They're losing their cultures. They're losing their lands. And Simon's going to talk to us about that and speak to what steps we can take. And we just invite you to come out and join us. And hopefully you can become a part of the solution. Also invite you to meet some of the CCTA members. All the ones that are here on the radio show will probably be there at that meeting, and you can meet us individually. Well, again, we want to thank you for tuning in, listening to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, CCTA is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are nonpartisan, so everybody is welcome to come and participate. We would love to listen to your side of the story, and we promise we'll give you ample time to speak your mind. As long as you're civil, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Please come back and join us next week. Also, take time to stop in and see our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. We will probably have a little bit more discussion on the 17th Amendment next week, and then we'll move on to another topic. But again, it's very educational, and we hope you're getting something out of it. So go to cctaxpayers.com, where you can provide us feedback on what you think of the radio show, what you'd like to hear, if you'd like to participate. If you've got a different opinion that you'd like to air, then please contact us. Let us know. And we'd appreciate your input. So that's all the time for this week. See you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
There's something for everyone at Stingray Cafe in New Bern. For the seafood lover, there are oysters, shrimp, scallops, clams, crabs, snow crab legs, and a wide variety of fish. Not in the mood for seafood? How about a salad, a burger, beef brisket, or some good old hickory smoked barbecue? There's even a menu section for folks 10 and younger. Open 7 days a week, the Stingray Cafe on South Front Street in New Bern, just across the street from the History Center.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Need floor covering but don't know where to turn? McDowell Floor Coverings in Havelock has everything you need. Friendly people to help with options so you get the look you want at a price you can afford. A large inventory, quick delivery on special orders, quality products, and 80 years of combined installation experience. All at McDowell Floor Coverings, 273 Highway 70 West, Havelock. Two things to ask about: the spring into summer sale and how you might win a $500 gift card. McDowell Floor Coverings, Highway 70 West, Havelock.
Amazing Blaze in Bridgeton is the place for all your propane or natural gas needs. Amazing Blaze sells gas grills, tankless hot water heaters, why heat water you're not using, gas appliances, and of course they sell propane gas. Amazing Blaze can handle your propane to natural gas conversions and appliance installation. And if you need your gas equipment service or gas logs cleaned and serviced, that's right up the alley of their experienced and capable service technicians. Family owned Amazing Blaze, 811 Highway 17 in Bridgeton. That's Amazing Blaze, Highway 17, Bridgeton.
The CCTA appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife Shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Stingray Cafe, South Front Street, New Bern, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55, Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Manette's Grocery, Force 5 Marine Saltwater Corrosion Inhibitor, Oriental Dragon Boat Races, and Amazing Blaze, Highway 17, Bridgeton. Join us again next week at this time for your wake-up call from the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, online at cctaxpayers.com.